Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
I trust on the second night we have better rest than the first.
我相信我们第二个晚上会睡得比第一天晚上好一些。
Last night after the meeting, I was deeply encouraged by many brothers and sisters.
昨天晚上在聚会结束之后，我得到许多弟兄姊妹的鼓励。
I ran over time.
我超过的时间。
Because I thought my time.It will end at 9:30.
我以为我的时间是在九点半结束。
And so I thought to myself, I'm only 5 minutes late.
所以我告诉自己说，我只迟了五分钟而已。
But afterwards, many brothers and sisters encouraged me.
但是后来许多弟兄姊妹来激励我。
So I give thanks to the Lord for that.
所以我为着这个向主感谢。
Shall we turn to Numbers 10?Chapter 10, verse 11 to 13.
让我们打开民数记第十章第十一到十三节。
And it came to pass in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th of the month,that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel set forward according to their journey out of the wilderness of Sinai. And the cloud stood still in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of Jehovah through Moses.
第十一节，第十章第十一节。第二年二月二十日，云彩从法柜的帐幕缩上去，以色列人就按帐往前行，离开西乃的旷野，云彩停住在巴兰的旷野，这是他们照耶和华借摩西所吩咐的初次往前行。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 9，
彼得前书第一章第九节。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩，或者是叫做魂的救恩。
And Book of Romans 1:17.
罗马书第一章第十七节。
Actually, we should read this verse first before First Peter 1:9.
我们应该先读这一节，然后再读刚才彼得前书第一章九节。
Romans 1:17.
罗马书第一章第十七节。
For righteousness of God is revealed therein on the principle of faith, to faith, according as it is written, but the just shall live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Then we read 1 Peter 1:9 again.
那我们再读一次彼得前书第一章第九节。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩，或者是说得着你们信心的结局，就是魂的救恩。
Our scripture reading will stop here for the time being.
我们暂时圣经读到这儿。
And today we will go on talk about the life in the wilderness.
今天我们要继续讲到在旷野里面的生活。
Versus the life that is revealed to the Israelites.
与所启示给以色列人的应当有的生活来相对。
In the land of Canaan,
就是在迦南当有的生活来比较。
So today's title will be Wilderness versus Canaan.
所以今天的主题就是 旷野与迦南的相比。
And the subtitle is Live in our flesh versus live in Christ.
副标题就是说活在肉体里与活在基督里的比较。
And the scripture reference will cover from chapter 11 of Numbers to chapter 25.
我们的经文将包括从民数记第十一章直到第二十五章。
And we won't be able to read all the references.
我们没有办法读每次要参考的经文。
But I trust everybody has somehow we read through this whole book.
但是我相信弟兄姊妹都或多或少已经读过的这些经文。
As we mentioned yesterday morning, the journey of the Israelite.
正如我们昨天早晨讲到的以色列人他们在旷野的生活。
Signifies today's Christians normal church life and church service.
他们在旷野的行程就表明了正常的教会生活和侍奉。
As we read chapter 10, verse 11 to 13,
当我们读第十章第十一到十三节的时候
they started from the foot of Mount Sinai, which is a desert place.
他们的行程起点是西乃山脚下，也就是旷野。
They started by the guiding of the pillar of cloud,move on, enter into another wilderness called Paran.
他们乃是在云柱的引导下，从西乃山脚一直走到巴兰旷野。
And along the way, for 38 years, they were journeying in the wilderness, which is a desert place.
他们此后38年就一直在不同的旷野里面来行走。
And yesterday morning we also mentioned why we call this journey in the wilderness, give it a name that is the heavenly way.
昨天早晨我们也提到说为什么在旷野的行程被称为天路呢？
And this heavenly way is a journey in the wilderness.
这个天路就正是在旷野的行程。
We know in the whole book of the Bible, from Old Testament to the New,
我们知道在整本圣经从旧约直到新约
wilderness was oftentimes mentioned in people's life.
旷野就不断地在神百姓的生活中被提及。
Like Moses spent 80 years in the wilderness.
那我们知道摩西在旷野里边度过了八十年之久的生活。
And our Lord Jesus, after he was baptized, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness.
我们的主耶稣在受浸之后，也在圣灵的催逼下进入旷野。
I think to us all, or most of us, we don't like to live in a desert place or live in a wilderness.
我相信我们大部分的弟兄姊妹都不愿意活在沙漠或在旷野的里面。
Because in those kind of environment, it's dry, it's barren, it's lonely, and it's boring.
我们知道，因为在旷野的生活是那样的枯燥，是那样的干旱、疲乏、无水之地。
And especially some young people, when you graduate from high school or college, and there is a period of intermission,
特别是像我们高中毕业或是大学毕业的时候，在这个中间有一段这个 interim 的时间，就是
空间的时间。
空间的时间。
And you depart from school, depart from all your good friends on campus.
你离开了校园的这些好朋友。
And you probably go back to your parents' place.
也许你回到父母亲的家中。
But all your old friends.We're gone.
你的好朋友们都离开了。
And you suddenly enter into a situation like the wilderness.
你忽然之间好像进到旷野生活去了。
We enter into an isolation.
似乎与世隔绝了。
I still remember the day I graduated from college.
我记得在我大学毕业的时候。
Some of my good roommate in the dorm.
我要在那个宿舍里面的好的朋友们。
We made agreement we will stay behind for a whole day and night.
我们就彼此同意说要留下一整天。
The campus was all empty.
那时候校园都空了。
No activities there.
啊，再也没有任何活动。
But we just linger behind because we know in front of us the days before us will be departure from one another.
我们就在那一天一直的流连忘返，因为时候我们就完全分开了。
And we talked and we talked one whole day, one whole night.
好，我们就整天整夜的这样谈论。
And afterwards, everyone goes to his own place.
后来大家就回到自己的住处。
And that becomes an isolation.
那时候师父就大家隔绝了。
To me, that's a mental wilderness.
啊，对我来说，这是在我的心理上一个沙漠生活，旷野生活。
Most of us have experienced that.
我们大多数人都有经历过这样的情况。
But sometimes in entry into this kind of situation,
啊，有些时候当我们进入这种生活
，it is good for us.
对我们是有益的。
Because when you are alone,
因为当你孤单的时候
，then God is with us.
神就跟我们同在。
And if you seek after His face,
你可以寻求他的面。
And also in the wilderness, in that kind of situation,
并且在旷野那种环境里
，it's a tempting ground for the enemy.
啊，也是仇敌来试探我们的地方。
That we can see in our Lord Jesus' experience.
我们可以从主耶稣的经历看见这个。
When he was led by the Holy Spirit enter into the wilderness.
当他被圣灵引到旷野的时候。
And he was tempted by the enemy.
他被仇敌所试探。
Brothers and sisters, wilderness life is inevitable for everyone, especially for God's people.
我们知道旷野的生活对每一个弟兄姊妹都是充满到
不可避免，
都是无法避免的。
Brothers and sisters, it's a sure and necessary experience for our spiritual growth.
那是我们确定而且必须的属灵生活的
经历。So when God lead His people to go on walking this heavenly way.
所以当神引导他的百姓来行走天路的时候
He leads his people into the wilderness.
他就把他的百姓领进旷野去。
Then we will speak about something about the significance of the wilderness.
现在我们交通关于旷野的意义。
We know this world, this material world is a wilderness.
我们知道这个世界，这一个物质的世界就是个旷野。
As well as the world of the religious realm is a wilderness.
并且宗教的世界也同样是旷野。
Before the Israelites, they depart from Egypt. They live in that world.
当以色列人还没有出埃及之前，他们就住在那个世界里。
When our Lord Jesus was tempted in the wilderness,
当我们的主在旷野受试探的时候
，It was amazing.
那是很奇妙的。
When the enemy come approaches him,
当仇敌来靠近他的时候
，And his last temptation was, all of a sudden, he showed the glory of this world to our Lord.
在最后一个试探里，仇敌忽然之间就把万国的荣华显给我们的主看。
Brothers and sisters, that was a wilderness, it's a desert place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，那是个旷野，那是一个沙漠。
But the spiritual meaning kind of revealed to us, it's the vainglory of the nations.
但是在属灵上来说，它对我们那就是一个虚浮的荣耀。
And that's a big temptation to our human nature.
对人性来说，那一刻是一个极大的试探。
We think that's good. That is worthwhile to pursue.
我们以为那是好的，那是值得我们去追求的。
But yet, within all this glory, there's no life, no life of God at all.
可是，在那样虚浮的荣耀里面，却没有生命，没有神的生命。
That's the reason why it is the wilderness.
这就是为什么我们会被引进旷野。
Spiritually speaking, the glory.All the fancy things in this world is lifeless. So that is a barren place. That is a spiritual desert.
对，在属灵意义上来说，这个世界 啊，事实上就是一个虚浮的荣耀，是没有生命的，是一个荒芜啊无水之地。
But now the Israelites were led by the Lord cross the Red Sea and enter into another wilderness.
但是以色列百姓就被神从红海带过去，并且进入旷野。
And this wilderness, physically speaking, it is barren, it is lonely.It is dry.
这个旷野同样的也是干旱疲乏无水没有生命的地方。
What does it mean spiritually?
那在属灵意义上来说是什么呢？
We know in the scripture reveals to us.
在圣经上启示我们。
We live in our physical body.
当我们还活在肉身里。
And in our flesh and blood.
在我们的血气和肉体中
Our heart is like a desert place.
我们的心就像是一个旷野之地。
For instance, in book of Isaiah,
比如说在以赛亚书
chapter 35 verse 1,
第35章第一节
I will read it a little bit for you.
我来为弟兄姊妹读一下。
The wilderness and the dry land shall be gladdened, and the desert shall be rejoiced, and blossom as the rose.
35章第1节，旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花。
And also chapter 44 of Isaiah.
还有以赛亚书第44章
verse 19.
第19节。
The Lord prophesies through Isaiah.
主借着以赛亚先知说预言。
He says, and none verse 19. It says, Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the waste.
以赛亚书第43章第19节，看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
We know the prophecy that God gave to His people.
我们知道神所赐给他百姓的预言
will fulfill literally.
必是按着字面来应验。
But also, it points out to spiritual fulfillment.
那么它当然是要更指向属灵的。成就和应验。
And spiritual meaning that our heart without the Lord's life is like a wilderness.
那就是说，我们的心若没有主的生命，就是个旷野。
And it's like a desert place. It's dry, barren, and without life.
那里是干旱疲乏，毫无生命的。
So now the Israelites, they were led.By the Lord into the wilderness, into the desert place.
现在以色列百姓就被神引进了旷野。
And spiritually speaking, now the Lord will show them what's the condition in their heart.
这样子就是在属灵意义上来说，神借着这个环境显明他们心中的光景如何。
If their heart lives in the realm of the human flesh.
如果他们的心是活在人的肉体血气里
Then they are in the desert.
那他们就是在旷野里
And that's the experience they are going to encounter.
那就是他们所要遭遇的经历
And then I will move on a little bit.
现在我要往前再讲一些
Why God leads God's people journey in the wilderness?
神为什么要把他的百姓引进旷野呢？
First reason, that desert place is a testing ground.
头一个原因就是旷野乃是一个试验场。
When God saved his people,
当神救赎了他的百姓，
he gave them abundant grace.
神把丰盛的恩典赐给他们。
And in that grace, they have received a new life, which is from above.
在这个恩典中，他们所夺得的生命呢，是从上头来的。
The Lord will test his people, see if they are skillful in living this new life out through their daily living.
那么神就在这个时间中试验他们是否能够很熟练的把这个新生命活出来。
That's so, the wilderness serves as a testing ground.
在这样来说，是旷野乃是一个试验场。
You know, when there's a new product comes out, manufactured by a company,
我们知道当一个新的产品从一个工厂里面出来的时候，
Not only the engineers design and then the factory manufacture that product.
不仅是工程师设计的，工厂造出来了。
But before it can enter into mass production and enter into commercial market.
并且在它大量生产之前必须经过一个过程。
They have to test that product.
他们必须试验这个产品。
The higher the performance of the product supposed to be,
那么他们就希望能够得着一个最好的产品。
对那产品的功能要求越高， then the testing will be more severe.More serious.
对产品的要求越高，这个试验就越严格。
About 30 years ago,
大约三十年前，
I was serving in between Seattle and Vancouver.
我在西雅图和温哥华之间来回侍奉。
For a period of time, every week I have to commute about 3 times from Vancouver back and forth to Seattle.
我必须在每周在西雅图和温哥华之间跑三趟。
And also in Vancouver, I have busy schedule.
在温哥华实际上我的行程是很紧的。
So every time I pack everything, go home to Seattle, I was so tired.
每次我从西雅图收拾好要回家的时候，都很疲倦。
Sometimes I almost fall into sleep at the steering wheel.
很多时候我就在方向盘上就几乎睡着。
I have to bite my tongue to keep me awake.
我必须咬我的舌头让自己可以醒着。
That lasts about the whole year.
这样的时间持续到一年之久。
And to the point I pray to the Lord, Lord deliver me from this kind of life.
我就到了一个地步跟主求说，主啊，救我脱离这样的生活。
If you can't deliver me from this environment, please give me something that I can just sit in and push the button, tell it where I'm going.
如果我不能够离开，
and I fall into sleep.
如果我不能离开这样的环境的话，主，那你给我一个情况，就是我按个电钮，我就可以到哪里去了。
And 30 years later, just about last year, I read the news.
30年后，我再读到一个新闻。
I heard that Google, they have tested automatic driving vehicle.
Google 他们已经试验了一个自动开车的汽车。
They have done very serious test driving.
他们已经做过非常严格的试验。
Not only in the freeway cross country.
不仅是在这个洲际的公路上。
But also in the busy and hustle city streets, like in Chicago.Like in San Francisco Bay Area.
并且他们在芝加哥还有湾区的这些大城市很繁忙的市区街道上也做过试验。
And in this car, there's no driver. Everyone sitting in that car are passengers.
在这个车上没有司机，每个人都是乘客。
You sit in and you push the destination and tell him when I was supposed to be there and it will take you there.
那你坐上去就是按好了按钮，告诉他你要到哪里去，什么时候要到，他就帮你带去。
I heard this news. I said, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you.
我读到这个新闻的时候，我跟主说，主啊，感谢你，感谢你。
But after a year, we haven't seen the car realized in the commercial market yet.
但是一年之后我们并没有看见这样的车在市场上出现。
We know they are still in testing ground.
我们知道他们仍然在试验场里头。
When we read the story about the truth about God's salvation,
当我们读到神救恩的故事，
When we see the God's purpose was fulfilled in Book of Revelation,
当我们看见神的旨意成就在在启示录里面的时候，
The glorious New Jerusalem came down from heaven.
那荣耀的新耶路撒冷城从天而降。
Everyone saved, you and me and him and her, we are all in that glorious city.
每一位得救的弟兄姊妹都在这圣城荣耀的圣城里面有份。
Brothers and sisters, how good that shall be.
弟兄姊妹们，那是何等的美好。
And we long for it.
我们心中真是渴慕。
Especially when we suffer in our life, daily living.
特别是我们在每日生活中受苦的时候。
When we encounter difficulties.
特别是当我们遇见困难的时候。
We ask the Lord, how long it shall be.
我们问主说，主啊，这样的日子还有多长。
How we wish it will happen today.
我们多么盼望主你今天就来。
But the Lord said, no, not yet, not yet.
主说，不，还没有到呢。
That life in you, and in him, and in my people.
那在你里面，在弟兄姊妹里面的生命。
Needs to be tested.
必须经过试验。
That is the meaning. That is the reason of this wilderness.
这就是我们今天在旷野里面的意义和目的。
We all see, later I will explain,When God's people enter into this wilderness,
我们后面会讲到，当神的儿女们进入这个试验场的旷野的时候
，through this testing, they know what their real condition is.
借着这个试验就能够看出他们里面的光景就真实是如何。
So the second thing for the reason of the journey in the wilderness,
所以我们在旷野里面生活的第二个原因就是
that is to reveal.To God's people, who they are. First, to expose their true condition.
那头一个就是要显明他们真实的光景。
And then reveal what is ahead of them, or what is the potential of that new life in them.
那其次就是要显明在他们前头的盼望，也就是说，他们这个生命所带来的这个令人期待的结果是什么。
Brothers and sisters, we see, like in chapter 11,12, 13, 14, 16, 20, and 26.
弟兄姊妹们，弟兄姊妹们，在民数记的第十一、十二、十三、十四、十五、十六、二十、二十五，我们会看到许多的事件。
That is God's people, they failed.
我们看到神的百姓们失败了。
And through this failure, their true condition in their life is exposed.To themselves.
在这些的环境里，他们真实的光景就被显明了。
Brothers and sisters, that is a start of the salvation in us.
弟兄姊妹们，这是救恩在我们里面的开始。
If our true condition is not revealed to expose to ourselves,
如果我们真实的光景没有向我们自己显明，
then we wouldn't have a desire to long for the real thing.From the Lord.
我们就没有一个愿望去渴慕从主而来的真实的生命。
We are already what we know mentally.
我们好像已经在我们的思想里面认定我们是什么。
That is the reason when Jesus was on earth.
这就是为什么当主在地上的时候。
He said, those who are healthy, they don't need a doctor.
主说康健的人用不着医生。
Only the sick.Will seek for a physician.
有病的人才用得着。
Brothers and sisters, this wilderness life is a process of exposure, our true condition.
弟兄姊妹们，旷野的生活就是显明我们真实光景的生活。
But that's just the beginning and just the passive side of experiencing the salvation.
但是这只不过是我们经历救恩的一个开端，也是一个消极的一面。
The positive side is to reveal what's already given in us, that new life, the potential of that new life.
积极的一面呢，是要显明主所给我们那个生命是怎样的生命。
So in chapter 15, 17, 18, 19, 23, and 24.
所以在 十三、十四、十五、十
十五、十七、
十七、十五、十七、十八、十九、
二十三，
还有二十三、二十四章。
We see further revelation of that new life.
我们就看见主更进一步的显明那新生命的光景。
Then the third reason.Of this journey in the wilderness.
那第三个神让我们在旷野生活的原因是
is to purify us.
就是要炼净我们。
What is not of God has to be put off.
凡是不属于神的，全都要被除净。
Brothers and sisters, that's a necessary process for God's people to go on to grow in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神百姓进入基督里面生活的一个必经过程。
I'll share a little bit of my own experience.
我要交通一点关于我自己的经历。
I was a very awkward person.
我是一个奇怪的人。
Because once I got married, the most frequent comment I heard from my wife is, "You are so weird."
在我结婚的时候，我最常听见我太太对我的评语就是说，你这个人很奇怪。
很古怪，
很古怪。
At least for 20 years. Now she doesn't say that anymore.
至少有二十年之久，她听见这个话，但她现在不再说了。
And sometimes I thought to myself, yes, I am indeed, I'm weird.
有时候我也告诉自己说，是的，我是个古怪的人。
And I have zero empathy.
我好像对，我这样好像没有什么同情心。
You know, people have IQ, have EQ.And my EQ is very, very low.
我们知道人有智商，有情商，但是我的这个情商似乎很低。
When I see something that is not reasonable, I will bluntly confront with people.
当我看见一些事情不太合理的时候，我就很直接的去跟人对付。
And I think that's my righteousness.
我觉得那是我的公义。
To be a good Christian should be like that way.
我觉得做一个好基督徒应当像这样。
When I was young.I live in that situation.
当我年轻的时候，我就活在这样的光景。
I didn't realize that's a trouble, that's a problem, that's something is not of Christ.
我没有察觉到说那是个难处，那是个问题，那是不出于基督的。
So I say I'm a very blunt person.
所以我觉得我是一个
很粗鲁直率。
我是一个很粗鲁、很直率的人。
When I see something, no matter the person who he is,
我不论遇见什么样的一个人
，I will throw my reason, my word at that person.
我就把我的理由、把我的话就直接告诉他。
I don't know how many times I hurt people.
我不知道有多少次我伤了别人。
I don't know if you can relate this, young people.
年轻人弟兄姊妹们，我不知道你是不是能够有同样的感觉。
And we are full of truth, but no grace.
我们充满了真理，可是缺少恩典。
And we encounter people, and we have all kinds of reasons to say the right thing.
我们遇见人的时候，我们有各样的理由去说对的事情。
One time I encountered my own uncle.
有一次我遇见我自己的叔叔。
I did the same thing to him.
我也这样的对他对待他。
And for many years, my uncle forbear with me.
很多年，我的叔叔都包容我。
And this, I have to bring it back to the Lord. Oftentimes.
但是我必须经常把这件事带到主的跟前。
Lord, save me.
主啊
，deliver me from my own personality.
主啊，救我。把我从自己的个性里面释放出来。
I'm not saying that I've been purified on this point already.
我并不是说在这个点上我已经被主炼净了。
But at least something that registered in me.
可是至少那这个在我里面的东西。
When situation comes, I'm going to explode. There is a flag within me. That is the sense of life.
当同样的环境临到我的时候，当我里面想要爆炸的时候，却有一个东西拦阻我，那就是新的生命，生命的感觉。
好像有一个旗子起来，
有个旗子就竖起来了，来帮助我。
Slow down, calm down, retreat yourself.
叫我安静下来，叫我慢下来，从这个情况里面退下来。
Brother and sister, I use this as an illustration.
用这个当作例子
To everyone maybe in different areas.
啊，对每一位弟兄姊妹，也许在不同的方面。
Constantly, the Lord will remind us by that small voice.
啊，主经常会用一个细小的声音来提醒我们。
Hide in me.
啊，隐藏在我里面。
Abide in me.
啊，住在我里面。
Don't let yourself come out.
不要让自己出。
No matter how justifiable you are.
不论你自己
Don't speak anything anymore.
不论你自己有多么的质疑的感觉，不要这样说出来。
多有理由不是质疑
啊，多有理由。
Brothers and sisters, the wilderness serves this purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，旷野就是作为这样的功用。
Then the fourth reason of this wilderness journey.
啊，第四个旷野生活的原因是
It serves as a training ground.
它是作为一个训练场。
Brothers and sisters, yesterday morning we mentioned God wants to train His people into the army of Jehovah.
弟兄姊妹，我们昨天提到，神要使以色列人成为耶和华的军队。
Before they were called the army of the Israelites.
从前他们被称为以色列的军队。
They only listened to themselves.
他们只听
Israelites.
他们只听自己，所以被称为以色列的军队。
But God wants to train them into God's army.
但是神要训练他们成为神的军队。
You know, training ground is not a smooth place.
我们知道训练场 绝对不是一个平坦之地。
It's not a fanfare field.
啊，那不是一个好，不是一个游戏场。
When I was young, when I studied in Seattle.
啊，当我年轻的时候在西雅图读书。
My study involved some field work.
啊，我的课程里面包括到啊野地去。
My research subject.
啊，去那个去
involved in some field work.
到野外去做实验。
I have to go into Eastern Washington to the desert places.
啊，我需要到东华盛顿的啊沙漠地带去。
And in some area it barbed wired a large region.
啊，有些地方我们到了一个非常宽阔的这个旷野。
啊，不是，被铁丝网围起来的。
是铁丝网围起来的一个区域。
And there's a sign, called the military, training ground.
啊，那里有一个标志，说是军事训练场。
And then you can see the terrain there is rough.
啊，我们会看得到那一头的这些。
地势
都是非常的粗糙不平的，
崎岖不平的。Brothers and sisters, that's the place to train good army, skillful soldiers.
弟兄姊妹们，那样的地形正是训练一个好军队的一个地方。
It's not an air conditioning room.
啊，那不是一个冷气室。
It's not a place that well supplied with whatever you need.
那不是一个地方说你所有一切的需要都满足的。
Many things are short.Short at hand.
啊，每样东西是不是都是缺乏的
？But from that kind of environment will grow out good soldiers.
但是从这样的环境里面会长出啊好的军人。
Skillful soldiers
是会训练出很有技巧熟练的军人。
I think this four reason explains why God leads His people on this heavenly way, but into the wilderness.
这是这个四点，正说明了神为什么需要把他的百姓引进旷野的原因。
The purpose of this journey in the wilderness,
在旷野行程的目的
is for us to receive, for us to start from the beginning of the faith,
让我们从信心的起头
，and we go on through this progress and.Reach the end of the faith.
啊，就一直经过了一个过程，达到这个信心的终点。
And then we will receive the salvation of our soul.
那时候我们就要得着我们魂的救恩。
That is our whole being, our personality will be transformed.
那就是我们的全人，我们的整个性格都会被改变。
Transformed not into anyone's image, but our Lord Jesus.
不是改变成为任何其他人的形象，乃是我们主的形象。
Make us ready to enter into the fullness of Christ.
是我们被预备好能够进入基督里。
And we also said a little bit yesterday morning.
我们昨天早晨也提到了一点。
The lesson in the wilderness, for us to learn, first is the lesson of faith.
在旷野里面我们所接受的这个训练，我们是在信心上受训练。
The second lesson is the lesson of the cross.
第二个是我们的学习乃是在十字架上的学习。
Faith allows us to receive what we don't have.
信心使我们能够得着我们所没有的。
That is God himself and things from God.
那就是神的自己和从神而来的事。
And the cross allows us to drop off something which is not of God.
而十字架就让我们能够脱去所有不属神的事物。
So in the wilderness, the Israel people, they will learn these two lessons. First is the lesson of faith.
所以在旷野里面，以色列人他们学两个功课，一个就是信心的功课。
The second one is the lesson of the cross.
第二个就是十字架的功课。
Then I will move on to briefly mention about their failure.
接着我要谈谈以色列人他们失败的情况。
From chapter 11 to chapter 25,
从第十一章到第二十五章
I counted 8 times they failed God.
我算一算他们有八次在神面前失败了。
And all these things, their human nature, their self-life, their flesh are exposed.
在这些的光景当中，他们的自己的光景，他们的肉体的生命就被显明了。
We know all these things about the flesh, about our self-life.
这些所有关于肉体，我们自己的生命。
Is the root and cause of all our problems with ourselves, with people, and with God.
乃是造成我们和我们与别人，我们与神之间问题的一切的根源和它的原因。
So as God's children, our Lord, in His love, He will teach us these principles and these lessons.
所以作为神的儿女，我们的主就必须教导我们这些重要的功课。
I won't read all the verses that refer to, but I will give you the places.
我没有办法读所有我要引用的经文，但是我会告诉你哪一个章节。
While they were walking under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the pillar of cloud,
当他们在云柱，就是圣灵的带领之下往前的时候
，the first thing they failed recorded in chapter 11, verse 1 and 2.
头一次他们的失败记载在第十一章的第一节和第二节。
Just after 3 days journey,
就在他们开始这个行程三天之后
，some of them they start to murmur at God.
他们当中有些人就开始对神发怨言。
All this heart murmuring was evil in the ears of our God Jehovah.
而这些怨言在神的耳中是个恶语。
And we see.In this thing shows one characteristic of our human flesh.
从这件事，我们就看见我们肉体的一个特点。
This is we have an inclination. We tend to seek for comfortable.
就是我们乃是属肉体的，我们所寻求的乃是舒适。
That is, we have the body of the flesh.
就是因为我们有这个属肉体的身体。
And this body of flesh seeks its comfortness.
这个属肉体的身体要求的就是舒服。
And not willing to pay any price.
不愿意付任何的代价。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's something hinders us to grow spiritually.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的特点会拦阻我们在属灵上成长。
And we will, when we are at crossroad,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们来到十字路口的时候
，we tend to choose something that will satisfy our body of flesh.
我们常常做的选择是来满足我们的肉体的身体。
And we are not willing to suffer.
我们不愿意受苦。
And then the second incident.
那么第二件事。
Chapter 11, verse 4 to 9.
第十一章的四到九节。
And 31 to 35.
还有三十一到三十五节。
They have, I call it the appetite of the flesh.
这里我把它起名叫做
肉体的口味。
肉体的口味。
Each one has his own appetite, his own preference.
每一个人都有他的口味，都有他的喜欢。
The Israelites, they were in the wilderness for about a little over a year.
以色列人他们从出来到现在差不多有多一年多一点点。
They missed the food in Egypt.
他们仍然怀念埃及的食物。
The leek, the watermelon, the melons, as well as cucumbers.
他们就怀念埃及的黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱和蒜。
And the fish.
还有鱼。
I don't know what's your appetite.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你最喜欢的是什么样的口味。
You know, we Chinese really have a lot of good appetites.
我知道我们中国人有很多好口味。
When I first came to the state.
当我刚到美国来的时候。
Everything is fresh and new to me.
每一样东西对我都是新鲜的。
So I like American food.
我很喜欢美国食物。
But after a year,
但是一年之后
，I long for something. Sometimes I, in my imagination, there's the smell of the Chinese food.
我好像连
I don't know how to cook yet.
甚至有好像都可以想象到我闻见的这个中国食物的味道。
And when I was serving among the college students,
当我在服侍大学的弟兄姊妹的时候
，I still remember one sister, young sister, came to our house every Saturday night for dinner.
我记得有一个年轻的姊妹每个礼拜六都到我们家来吃晚餐。
And after dinner, before her departure, she would even ask for a slice of ginger.
在每次晚餐之后，他离开之前总是会要一点点的姜。
I asked her why. She told me that satisfies my appetite.
问他说为什么你要这样？他说因为我一吃姜呢，就满足了我的胃口。
You know they were once used to Egypt's environment.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一旦习惯了埃及的环境
，so。Egypt has the influence of our appetite.
埃及对我们的胃口有很大的影响。
In our old nature, human nature,
在我们的人性的旧的人性的性情
，we incline to the things of this world.
我们是倾向于这个世界的味道的。
I don't know if you had this struggle or not.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有这样的挣扎。
I know some young people they like sports.
我知道有些年轻人喜欢运动。
In the States, year round, you have sports to watch.
在美国，整年你都有不同的运动节目可以看。
Now we are watching, World Cup, right?
我们现在正在看的就是世界杯足球赛。
Do you follow that? I follow it.
你有跟上吗？我有跟上。
And before that was NBA final game.
在这之前是 NBA 的
The Spurs and the Heat.
季后赛。
And Portland, also was playoff team.
波特兰的
Trailblazer
波特兰的球队
准决赛
也进入了准决赛。
Brothers and sisters, all these are our appetites.
这些都是我们的
我们的胃口，
我们的胃口。
Brothers and sisters, when we were saved, people urge us, you need to read the word.
当我们得救之后。弟兄姊妹就劝勉我们说要读主的话。
If you want to grow in Christ, come to the meetings.
如果你想在基督里面成长的话，要到聚会。
Have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
要跟弟兄姊妹们有交通。
Yes, we are willing.
弟兄姊妹，是的，我们愿意。
But there is always pulling force in us.
可是在我们那里，我们里面好像是有一个往下拉的力量。
That is the appetite of our flesh.
那就是我们肉体的口味。
Israelites, they also have this.
以色列人也同样有。
So they murmured against God and against Moses.
所以他们就向神和摩西发愿。
Who can give us meat to eat?
谁可以给我们肉吃呢？
And lustful heart roused up by this appetite.
他们的贪欲之心就从这个口味里面产生了。
We have our own interest, our own custom, our own appetite of our human nature.
我们从人性中产生的一些的喜好、习惯和胃口。
The third thing, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
那么第三件事在记载在第十二章的第一、第二节。
In this incident, we see Moses' sister and brother. They spoke against Moses.
在这个事件里，我们看见摩西的姐姐和哥哥，他们起来说毁谤摩西。
And we all know the story. Later on, Miriam, she grew lepers.All over her body.
我们知道后来米利亚因此就长了全身长了大麻风。
I call this the self of our flesh.
我称这个是我们的肉体的自己。
This self wants to lift up himself.
这个己喜欢高抬自己。
This self wants to be the head.
这个己喜好出头。
This self wants to dominate.
这个己喜欢主控。
And here, so we see that's the third characteristics of our flesh.
这就是我们肉体的第三个特点。
And the fourth incident.
第四个事件。
Recorded in chapter 13 and 14.
记载在第十三和十四章里。
We see to the point God asked Moses to send out 12 spies to search out the land.
有一天，神要摩西打发探子们去窥探这个迦南地。
We all know this story. After they came back from the promised land,
我们都知道他们从迦南地的应许之地回来之后的故事。
Ten out of twelve, they gave a honest report.
其中十二个当中的十个，他们给了很诚实的报告。
But yet added their own comments.
但是也加上他们自己的意见。
That is a bad or evil report in God's ear.
那是在神的眼中乃是个恶信。
They make.Comments according to their rational judgment.
他们的这个评论乃是从他们的理性的分析判断来的。
I call it the ration of our flesh.
我称这个为肉体的理性。
You know, if we are going to grow in the Lord spiritually,
弟兄姊妹们，若我们要在主里面在属灵上成长
，we need to base everything.Not by sight, but by faith.
我们必须是每一件事都是凭信心而不凭眼见来看。
But when we exercise our ration in make judgment,
如果我们用我们的理性来做判断的话
，then we will not speak. We will not be able to obey God.
我们就无法顺服神。
And we will disobey God.And we will speak against God.
我们就会不顺服神，我们会反对神。
Brothers and sisters, this is something will be exposed in us.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神在某一些事件中要把我们显明的。
Oftentimes, we think we are following the Lord.
很多时候我们以为我们是在跟随主。
And oftentimes, we think we are believing in Him.
很多时候我们以为我们在相信他
But actually we are following our own reasoning Our own eyesight
其实我们是在跟随着我们的理性和我们的眼见
I had this problem very severely
我这方面的问题是很严重的
And I heard some people tell me
我听见有人这样跟我说
When I was young, I oftentimes like to ask elderly brothers comment me.
我在年轻的时候常会请年长的弟兄姊妹对我有一些的讲评。
And In a humble spirit, I said, only if you comment about me, I will learn how to correct myself and grow.
在一个谦卑的灵里面，我就跟连长弟兄说，如果你能够指出我的问题的话，我在基督里就能成长。
I still remember one time, I went to an elderly brother who cared about my spiritual growth very much.
有一次我到了一个对我属灵成长非常关心的连长弟兄那里。
That evening after our fellowship, I asked him, Brother, can you just critique me so I can learn?
在交通的最末了的时候，我说，弟兄，你可不可以来批评我一下？
And he wouldn't do it.
但是他不愿意做。
The whole night, I insisted, and he just keep his mouth shut.
整个晚上我在那边坚持，那么他的嘴就紧闭。
And for all these years, the rest of years, he never said anything about me.
在以后的那些年日里面，他也没有对我提出任何批评。
But that still doesn't quench my search looking for critiques.
但是这个并没有浇熄我里面想要寻求人对我批评的心。
And one time, I was attending WCCC.
有一次我参加了西安特会。
That was in LA.
那时候在洛杉矶举行。
Our whole family, we drove there, and we stopped by San Francisco.
我们全家开车下去，然后经过三藩市。
I stayed with a family.
我跟一个家庭住在一起。
A dear brother and sister.
是亲爱的弟兄姊妹家。
That night, we had good fellowship.
那天晚上我们有好的交通。
And that brother was very kind to me.
那个弟兄对我非常好。
And he said, Brother Bo, do you know, everybody says you are so rational.
他告诉我说，伯利兄，你知道吗？每个人都说你是一个很理性的人。
You know that hurt me a lot.
你知道吗？那句话对我伤得很多。
I didn't know that I can't take any critiques.
我在那之前我还不知道我是不能接受批评的。
Before I think I'm humble enough, I invite people to critique me.
在那之前我一直说我是蛮谦卑的，我是邀请别人来批评我的。
But that night, that brother, out of his kindness, he was very gentle, in a very polite way, said, Everybody knows you are a rational person. That hurt me.
但是那天晚上，当这位弟兄在他的在恩慈里面很温柔而很有很有爱心的来向我说出这句话的时候，
so,
对我却造成了伤害。
So at once I told him, give me proof, how am I so rational?
所以我立刻就要求他说，你给我个证明，让我知道我是一个很理性的。
And he's wise, he kept his mouth shut until today.
从那以后呢，他的嘴巴又闭回去了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to walk by faith, not by sight.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要学习凭信心而不凭眼见来走路。
In this area, I stumbled many, many times.
在这个方面，我跌倒了好多次。
You know, personal stumbling only hurt myself and my immediate loved ones.
个人的跌倒只是伤害我自己和跟我最亲近的人。
But if you are spiritual leader among God's people.
但是如果你是在神百姓中间的领袖，
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
If you didn't learn this lesson,
如果你没有学这个功课，
And that stumble will affect a group of people.
那一个跌倒就会影响到整个团体。
Not only in time, but also will have eternal value.
不仅在时间中，并且在永世里面都会产生这个结果。
That is what happened to this 10 out of 12 spies.
那就是在这十二个探子中间十个所发生的。
This is I call the ration of our flesh.
这我称它是肉体的理性。
Then the fifth one.
第五件。
16 verse 1 to 3.
第十六章的一到三节。
Moses' cousin, Korah.
摩西的堂兄弟可拉
They band up with 250 others.
他联合了另外250个首领。
And they start to stand up and speak against Moses.
他们站起来攻击摩西。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
because they don't know the principle of coordination.
弟兄姊妹们，因为他们不懂得配搭的原则。
They fail to see they are part of the body.
他们没有看见自己是身体的一部分。
And we are just a member of the body.
我们只不过是身体上的一个肢体。
And we need to stay in what God set us to be.
我们必须守住神所给我们的本位。
And the reason they do this, they speak against Moses and Aaron.
他们之所以起来攻击摩西和亚伦
is because they don't see God's government.
他们是因为他们看不见神的治理。
They don't understand God's sovereignty.
他们不认识神的主权。
So if they don't obey God,
如果他们不顺服神
so they won't obey the person God delegated to speak for him.
他们也不会顺服神所指定为神说话的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is something out of our flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，这是从我们肉体出来的东西。
And this is the mind of our flesh.
啊，这是我们肉体的心思。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 7.
在罗马书第八章第七、第六、第七节。
It says, the mind of the flesh is death.
这里讲到说，肉体的
体贴肉体，
体贴肉体的就是死。
And it further says, the mind of the flesh is enmity against God.
然后接着说，因为体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。
And also says, for it is not subject to the law of God.
而且不服神的律法。
For neither indeed can it be.
也不能得神的喜欢。
Brothers and sisters, if our mind is not renewed, we keep living in this mind of the flesh, then we will have unceasing troubles with brothers and sisters and with God himself.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们的心思不被更新，我们仍然活在肉体的心思里面，我们肯定要与我们的弟兄姊妹和神之间出问题。
This is the exposure of our true condition in our flesh.
这就是神把我们肉体的真实光景显明的时候。
Then the sixth incident.
那么第六个事件。
Chapter 20, verse 2 to 13.
第二十章第二第三节。
We know at the place called Meribah.
啊，就是来到了一个地方叫米利巴。
There's no water.
在那里没有水。
And the congregation, they cried and murmured and speak against, throw their temper at Moses.
神的百姓们就在那里哭泣，他们在那里发怨言，他们起来攻击摩西。
And even the spirit of Moses was provoked.
甚至连摩西的灵都被挑动了。
And Bible recorded Moses failed to follow the instruction of God.
而圣经记载摩西那一次没有照着神的指示而行。
And for this reason, Moses was not allowed to enter into the promised land.
就为了这个原因，摩西没有办法进入迦南美地。
I call this the temper of the flesh.
我称这个是肉体的脾气。
Everyone has his own temperament.
弟兄姊妹们，每个人都有他的脾气。
Some people are weak, soft.
有些人比较柔和
Some people are strong.
有些人比较强烈
But actually, no matter it's soft or strong, it's always stubborn.
无论是柔和是强烈都是顽固的
So, when we have our temper aroused,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们的脾气起来的时候
it will cause trouble.
就会产生麻烦
Brothers and sisters, this is something we see what is in our flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们从肉体中可以看见的。
Then the seventh,
那么第七件，第七个事件。
They start from Mount Hor and went the road of the Red Sea.
他们从何尔山行路来到红海边。
And because of the road is very rough,
因为路崎岖难行
so they speak against God
所以他们就怨妒神。
And they tempted God.
他们就试探神。
I call this the inertia of our flesh.
我称这个叫做我们肉体的
惯性。
惯性。
When the situation is right, our flesh will come out. That's the inertia.
就是说在
Never fails.
在某种情况出现的时候，那么的肉体呢就一定会显现。
We would,
这就是肉体的惯性。
We would think.
我们会这样想。
Through past experience, they should restrain themselves a little bit, right?
我们一起会这样想说，从过去许多的经验了，他们应该会稍微有点改变。
But when the situation is right,The flesh still flares up.
但是当这个情况一出现的时候，肉体就必定显现。
Some people, when they were young, they have quick temper.
弟兄姊妹们，有些在年轻的时候，他们有比较快的脾气，
急躁的脾气，
急躁的脾气。
And they think maybe when I'm old, physically I'm weak, then this quick temper will go away.
我们会想说，当我年纪老了，体力衰退了，可能我这个急躁的脾气就会变缓和了。
I don't know our elderly brothers and sisters agree with me or not.
我不知道年长弟兄姊妹们同不同意我的说法。
At least my dad, my father, when he was alive, he told me not that way.
至少我的父亲当他年老的时候告诉我说。并不是这样的。
My father, one time I visited him. I stayed with him for several days.
有一次我去看我的父亲，跟他住了几天。
We had a very rare but very sincere heart-to-heart talk.
我们有很少有机会这样能够心对心的亲密谈话。
Today, when I remember him, that still touches my heart.
今天当我想起父亲的时候，这件事仍然摸到我的心。
That day he's very sincere talking about his own weaknesses and his drawbacks.
那天他告诉我他自己的软弱，他自己的退缩之处，还有他的失败。
Now he's with the Lord. I think he would agree for me to share about him.
他已经今天已经在主那里了，但是我相信他会同意我来分享这段的经历。
He was a military officer.
他是一个
career military officer.
他是一个军官。
So when we were young, he treated us boys as his soldiers.
所以当我们小的时候，他就把我们当作他的兵来训练。
Everything according to order, command.
每一件事
We can only say yes, sir.
每一件事情都是按着次序，按着命令。
And,
每件事你都要说是的。
And everything he has very high standard for us.
他每一件事都有很高的标准。
If not up to his standard, he will throw his temper at us.
如果达不到他的标准，他就发脾气。
He will give us a good talk.
他就会好好跟我们谈一番。
Brothers and sisters, that day he told me.
弟兄姊妹们，那天他告诉我。
He said, son.I thought before, once I'm old, I'm physically weak, then all this temper will go away.
他那天告诉我说，儿子啊，我从前以为当我老的时候，体力衰退了，我的脾气就会消退了。
Now I'm really old, but my temper is just as big as when I was young.
但是今天我已经很老了。可是我的脾气和从前是一样的坏。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is the inertia of our flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们肉体的惯性。
God wants to deal with us. And in his salvation, that includes the salvation of all these troubles.
在神的救恩里面，他来对付我们，他这个救恩包括这一切的对付。
But without first expose it to us, we won'tAccept his salvation in this area.
可是在他还没有显明我们真实光景之前，我们不会接受他救恩在这方面的工作。
So that day, God sent the fire serpent among the midst of the Israelites.
所以那天神就打发火蛇来到他百姓的中间。
And they cry out to God.
然后他们就向神呼求。
And God commanded Moses use a pole and set up a bronze.Serpent on that pole.
神就命令摩西立起一个杆子，上面挂着一个铜蛇。
And tell everyone, once you look up, behold that serpent, then you will live.
然后他告诉所有的人说，凡是仰望铜蛇的就必得拯救。
We know Jesus used that to talk to Nicodemus.
我们知道主耶稣曾经用这个来告诉尼哥底母。
And he promised his life shall be in us.
他应许他的生命就必进到我们里面去。
And if you look at him, at his life,
如果我们看主，看他的生命，
then we will be delivered from this inertia.
我们就会从这肉体的惯性中被拯救出来。
And the eighth incident,
chapter 第八个事件在第二十五章。
25.
第二十五章。
We know the story.
我们知道这个故事。
The Gentile prophet Balaam.
外邦的先知巴兰。
He suggested a plot to the king of Moab, Balak.
他对摩押王巴勒出了一个诡计。
Use a idol worship festival to entice the Israelite to worship idol.
他们借着摩押的一个异教的崇拜，把以色列人引进那个敬拜里，
吃拜拜，
去吃他们的拜拜。
Brothers and sisters, they use young ladies.
他们用年轻的妇女们。
So they first committed fornication and then idolatry.
他们犯了奸淫，然后犯了属灵的淫乱，就是拜偶像。
This is the relaxation of the flesh.
这是肉体的放松。
The inclination of our flesh is inclined to relax.To go along with the crowd, to go along with the fashion.
我们的肉体的倾向乃是会去寻找群众，寻找一些欢乐。
Brothers and sisters, that is revealed in Book of Numbers, our flesh, the true condition of our flesh.
这八戒呢是在民数记里面把我们肉体的光景显明的地方。
We thank God for Phinehas.
我们感谢神，为着腓尼哈感谢神。
Because he was jealous with the jealous of our Lord himself.
因为他以神忌惜的心来对付。
So he dealt with that sin.
他来对付这个罪。
Brothers and sisters, this is the reason why GodLet his people into the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是为什么神要把他的百姓引进旷野的原因。
But strangely, when we see the failure of the Israelites,
但是很奇怪的，当我们看见以色列人的失败之后，
immediately after that, God reveals something better and even more glorious to the people of Israel.
神立刻把更好的充满荣耀的光景来启示给以色列人。
Like in chapter 15,
就像在第十五章里面，
God revealed to his people the life in the land of Canaan.
神把在迦南地的生活启示给他们看。
They can live in the abundance of Christ.
他们在可以活在基督的丰盛里。
There will be no more complaint, no more murmuring.
不再有抱怨，不再有怨言。
But filled with thanksgiving.
而取代的是充满的感恩。
And also God revealed to them the rest of himself.
并且神也启示给他们他的安息。
And also God revealed to them in Canaan, when they wear robes, there should be a blue fringe, blue thread in the fringe of their robe.
并且他启示他们到迦南地以后，在衣服的上面要做一个穗子，乃是用一根蓝细带子做穗子。
That shows forth when they abide in Christ, the nature of the heavenly life will be expressed in their even outward conduct.
就是告诉他们说，如果他们活在基督里。他们就会把属天的光景、属天的生命表现出来。
In chapter 17,
在第十七章里面
，we see that Aaron's staff, his rod, was dead, but then budded and blossomed and bear a ripened fruit.
我们看见亚伦本来有一根枯死的杖， 却不但开了花，而且结出了熟的性熟性。
Brothers and sisters, that tells us in Christ, if we identify ourselves into his death,
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们与基督的死联合，
then for sure his resurrected life will be show forth within us.
那么他的复活的生命也必从我们身上显明。
To receive this new life and to let this new life grow in us, the way is through the death of our Lord Jesus.
要得着这个生命，要让这个生命活出，唯一的路就是得着我们主耶稣基督的救恩。
与基督同死。
与基督同死。
与基督同死是得生命的道路。
与基督同死乃是得生命的道路。
And in chapter 18,
在第十八章里面，
God elaborated the relationship between the Levites and the priest.
在这里讲到祭司和利未人的职责。
To me, it is something God instructed us to see ourselves not above what it should be.
对我来说，这件事告诉我们说，对自己要看得合乎中道。
That is the way we can have good and secure, safe coordination with brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
这是让我们有一个美好有确据并且能够与弟兄姊妹和谐的原因。
You know, once the body of Christ is built up,
弟兄姊妹们，一旦基督的身体被建立了，
Then the lesson we have to learn is how to coordinate with others.
我们所要学习的功课就是如何与人配搭。
Sometimes we are in charge in certain areas of the service.
有些时候我们在某一个方面的侍奉负责任。
So if we don't have this mind of coordination,
如果我们没有配搭的意念，
then we want my service be visible and as big as it as possible.
我们就要我们的侍奉被看得见，而且是能够越大越好。
So we kind of recruit every brother and sisters and to be in my group.
我们就去把许多的弟兄姊妹都拉进我的侍奉，我的这个组来。
Isn't that our experience?
这难道不是我们的经历吗？
Isn't that our actual condition?
这难道不是我们真实的光景吗？
I think the mind is right to serve good, have a good service presented to God.
我想有这样的意念，要把侍奉做得好来献给神，这是对的。
But on the other hand, we fail to see other people's need.
但是另一方面，我们却因此而看不见别人的需要。
That's why Paul mentioned in order to have good coordination with brothers and sisters.
所以使徒保罗就告诉我们说，为了与弟兄姊妹有美好的配搭，
we need to consider others more than yourselves.
我们必须要看别人比自己强。
Brothers and sisters, that is the growth of the life of Christ in us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是基督生命在我里面成长的表现。
Then in chapter 19,
然后到第十九章，
there is the water of cleansing.
在这里有除污秽的水。
And that'sSignifies we enter into the deeper death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这表明我们进入基督里边，基督更深的死里边。
We die to our self-esteem.
我们向着自己死，
向自己的自尊死，
向自己的自尊而死。
That was represented by the cedar.
这是用香柏木来代表的。
And we die to our commonness.
我们向着我们自己的平凡来死。
That's the hyssop represents.
这就是牛膝草所代表的。
And we die to our own strong points.
我们也向着我们的优点而死。
That is very evident can be seen among people.
就是人所能够明显看见的点。
All these things has to be dealt with.By the salvation of our Lord.
所有这些点都必须借着主的救恩来对付掉。
Then lastly,
最后
，God used the Gentile prophet.
神使用外邦的先知
，to reveal what is in His sight about His people.
来启示神眼中他的百姓是如何的。
We remember in chapters 23 to 24.
我们记得在第二十三到二十四章里。
The king of Moab, Balaam.
摩押王巴勒。
He hired Balaam to curse the Israelites.
他雇巴兰来为要咒诅以色列人。
But instead of cursing the Israelites.
但是他不但没有咒诅以色列人。
God filled the word of blessing in the mouth of Balaam.
神把祝福以色列人的话充满在巴兰的口中。
And in God's eyes, the Israelite doesn't count. In 23 verse 9,
第二十三章第九节,
For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, it is a people that shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations.
我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
This dwell alone.Not among the nations.
这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
In other words, they have different life from the rest of the world.
换句话说，他们与世界所有的人的生命是不同的。
They live not according to human nature anymore.
他们不再靠着人的天然生命而活。
But they were governed by this new life.
他们乃是被新生命所管制。
Then the second part.
那么第二个方面。
23 verse
18
to
24. 第二十三章的十八到二十四节。
God shall be king of the Israelites.
神要做以色列的王。
So they have the strength of an oxen.
所以他们有野牛之力。
And also they have the dignity of the lion.
他们有狮子的威容。
In Chapter 24, verse 5 to 9.
第二十四章的五到九节
We see they become the inheritance of God.
他们成为神的产业
And in 24, 16 to 19.
第二十四章的十六到十九节
God prophesies there will be a star, there will be a rod that raised out of Israel.
神应许他们说有星要出于雅各有杖要兴于以色列
and also talked about the kingdom and the anointed one.
啊，并且讲到国度以及那受膏者。
That is the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们主耶稣基督的救恩。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，God, He never changes.
神从不改变。
In the Old Testament time, how He led His people through the wilderness.
在旧约时代，他如何引导他的百姓在旷野里
？To deliver them from their own flesh，
把他们从自己的肉体中救赎出来
，and make them ready to enter into the promised land，
使他们预备好能够进入应许之地。
Today he's doing the same work，
今天他也做同样的工作。
That explains our church life。As well as our church service.
这就解释了我们教会的生活与教会的侍奉。
And may He bless us all.
愿他祝福我们每一位。
Through this action,
啊，借着这个行动
，we will put off our own natural self.
我们会脱下我们天然的己。
And we will enter into Christ.
我们能够进入基督。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
How much we thank you for your salvation.
我们为你救恩该当何等的感谢。
You died on the cross for us all.
你在十字架上为我们众人而死。
Not only made our sins forgiven.
不仅叫我们的罪得着赦免。
But also you take us, our old man, our sinful nature, into your own death.
并且你把我们的旧人我们的罪的天性带到你的死里
Dear Lord, what a great salvation
主啊，这是何等伟大的救恩。
When we experience this salvation,
当我们经历这个救恩，
we would shout,
我们就要欢呼，
What a deliverance from God,
从神何来的何等的释放啊。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
we want to follow you,
我们要跟随你。
Help us,
帮助我们。
Not by sight,
不借着不凭信心，不凭眼见，
but by faith,
而凭信心。
And we are willing to be exposed of our true condition by you.
我们愿意被你显明我们真实的光景。
And we are willing to be dealt by the work of your cross.
我们愿意接受你十字架对我们的对付。
Make us a ready people.
主啊，使我们成为预备好的百姓。
To enter into your abundance.
进入你的丰盛。
We thank you for your word.
我们为着你的话语感谢。
May all glory and thanksgiving be unto you.
愿所有的荣耀感谢都归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
在我们主耶稣基督的名下祷告。
Amen.
Amen.